This is The Brief on Regulating Mental Health AI. As AI chatbots and scribes flood the therapy space, lawmakers and enforcers are rushing to build the guardrails to protect patient safety and privacy. First, California's SB 903 and AB 1988 urgently need fixes before amendments close this week. They must allow clinical AI to detect emotions. Since voice models rely on this, banning it is literally like banning an engine from making noise. It completely breaks FDA-compliant scribes. Also, they've got to tighten the peer support loophole to require actual humans, stopping bad actor AI companies from just rebranding as peer coaches. Second, let's look at the actual therapy room. Therapists love AI scribes for heavy paperwork, but discovering you're being recorded via some buried intake email, that completely shatters patient-therapist trust. Contrast that with Vermont's new neural rights statute taking effect July 2026. Vermont tackles this trust issue by mandating upfront provider disclosure and forcing vendors to get fresh, specific consent before selling any identifiable transcripts. I mean, if your therapist is using AI to take notes, who actually owns your deepest secrets? Finally, while the Federal Guard Act is completely stalled, states aren't waiting around. 42 state attorneys general, plus active lawsuits in Texas and Pennsylvania, are using existing consumer protection laws to crack down on deceptive AI therapists right now. State enforcers are basically building the regulatory plane while flying it, leaving Congress entirely in the dust. Ultimately, while the federal government is frozen, states are actively shaping the future of AI in the therapy room, proving the regulatory architecture is already going up.